everyone. Thank you so much for tuning back into the iZombie After Show. Tonight we are covering Season 3, Episode 8, Eat a Knievel. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes.
Get it?
Oh, I love this song so much, guys. You don't even know.
I wanted you to keep singing. I was, like, ready for your full concert. Like, legit.
The words. You guys don't want to hear me sing.
Exactly. Me too. I'm like, I'll just sway. Nobody right. wants to hear that. Not this late at night or in the morning, wherever you are. I don't know. It's too much to handle. Okay, we're back. I'm back. I wasn't here last week. I feel a little, like, out of sorts, but we're back. And Blaine's back. I'm sorry, you guys. Okay, sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. Before we get started, everybody, let's get some introductions.
Hey, guys, I'm Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique and every week at blackgirlnerds.com and every Wednesday at Schmoes No.
Hey, y'all, I'm Shantiera Mapp, and you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Shantiera.
And I'm Hannah Pritchard, you all. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at the Hotshot Dude. And now Blaine is back. That's why Blaine is back. And we can right talk about it. Also, first of all, can we talk about his hair, though? Because I actually kept thinking recently, I was like, because, you know, they kept his hair such, like, a white blonde this entire time, and it never went back to, like, a darker blonde. So now that they've brought him back to a zombie, they went, like, silver with his hair.
I like it.
Is, like, white silver.
What up?
I dig
silver
it.
Silver fox.
And I kept wondering, I was like, do you think that was, like, kind of a mistake dye job, though? Because certain parts of it were, like, real silver looking. You know what I mean? I was like, that's
but I think that's a wig, right? Is that his actual hair?
I think it's his actual.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I saw him once at the movie theater after the show started, and he had on a ball cap, but you could see all of his bleach on his head. And like, you know what I mean? Like, from where it had grown out. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's real. That's good. Anyways, he's back, and he goes straight for daddy.
Mm.
Daddy for down the well.
It's time for you to die.
Yeah. I loved that scene.
Oh, yeah. It was great. I mean, even just from the... Like, the giant crate, I like that whole through line of being like, where's Blaine? What's Blaine doing? Yeah. How is he gonna strike? I thought when the henchman opens the box, he's like, who ordered cement? And Ned's like, no! I was like, bomb! He's gonna blow the whole club to smithereens and then start from scratch. I did not expect him to be in the box and pop a cap on that guy and just be like, alright, Dad, I'm kidnapping you. You need to get in.
Right.
I expected him to be in the box. Like, once they were popping in, I was like, he's totally in the box. But then when Daddy was like, once they said the cement, he was like, don't. I was like, what about cement made you be like, oh, Blaine must be in that box.
Right. I didn't get that part either.
Yeah, I didn't get that. Yeah, but I was still down for it.
Yeah.
I still liked it. And then I liked what he did with it by putting the cement on his feet and dumping him down the well. But legit, like, they got lucky on the day that they filmed that because it was like a cool, overcast kind of day. It looked creepy and ominous. Like, I loved that scene. I loved that scene so very much, and it made me actually not want Daddy to die so we could get more Daddy Blaine scenes, but whatever. Well, I guess he's not dead. He's just down in the well, which means he'll come back at some point.
I mean, but he's not... Is he a zombie? He's a zombie.
Yeah.
Okay, right. You got hit shot through the hand.
Yeah.
He was fine. Okay, all right. God, how awful. Like, perpetually drowning, and that's kind of like the zombie we saw last season, if we remember the woman trapped underneath the thing. She was, like, in a... Like, in a sewer, I think, is where she was. And she was, like, mostly dead because she was so starved and she couldn't
leave. I totally forgot about that. And she was the first we saw of, like, them going crazy zombie mode. Like, when they don't get to eat.
So I wonder if we'll come back to Dad like that.
Oh, my gosh. I kind of hope so.
Me too.
That'd be cool.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. And I want to know. I think that you might have known when we were watching it, but I wasn't connecting the dots really all that much because I kind of wanted to know what Daddy Blaine was exactly planning with his, like.
Oh, you guys! If you follow me on any of my other shows, you know that when corporate espionage happens, I get like just wickedly excited. Okay, so Dad figures out that the company has zombies in it, and if there are zombies in their ranks, and it's probably run by zombies because humans will freak out when they find out zombies exist.
Right.
Most likely. So I think what Dad's plan was to take over the company and take it global. So screw your island plan. He's going to make it global. And when he was saying that there's an infinite return on profits, he was saying that, like, zombies are just going to continue to be made and we don't die, which means there's money forever. Like, it won't go out of style. It's the only thing we can eat to sustain ourselves. That's a billion-dollar idea. Screw the bar. like, we can take this thing global and break, and then we're just going to keep making more zombies, whether on accident or on purpose. So I think he's going to take over Fillmore Graves, and I was really excited about it.
Yeah, well, and yes, I totally get that now, but then it's kind of makes it a shame that, like, he didn't find that out before Viv died, because then it would have made sense for him to be the one who killed Viv off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now I'm still like, well, who killed Viv off?
Oh, I see, in the helicopter.
Yeah. That
feels... But did she really die? Like, that's...
That's true as well.
I'm wondering.
Zombies can regenerate, we've learned.
And Viv, like, still seemed like a crazy person to me from the beginning with her, like, starting that company after, like, all the hatred or whatever for her ex-husband and that kind of stuff. Like, Viv's a little conniving. I wouldn't be surprised, you're right, if she's still around.
Well, and I love Viv, and I'm going to be really upset if they killed her off.
You
to
love
introduce...
her?
Yeah. Look, I love Viv as a character.
Me too.
I hate her character.
I love Viv as antagonist to all these really great characters we have. I love that she was kind of this really dope head of her company, had a vision for, like, Liv and the zombies that we know are surviving. This woman was like, no, no, we're going to live. And I think that that's a really interesting perspective curve to throw in the zombie stuff. And she came in like a badass.
Yeah, she did come like, in like a badass.
With, like, guns blazing and everything. Like, she was dope. And I'm going to be really upset if they kill this really dope female character to usher in her, like, insane dictator brother. It's going to be frustrating to me.
I don't think so. Even when she when she brought up to Major that he was still alive, and then she was just so calm about it, I really feel like that they're going to bring her back.
Interesting.
I just don't... I don't think that they killed her off.
I hope so. The chat has some questions. Connor... Oh, my gosh. Not your business... I definitely think Blaine isn't as evil as he used to be. Peyton changed him. All he did this episode was very justified, and she definitely just faked her death.
Okay, I agree with both of those statements, but definitely the Blaine one, because I agree. I do not think Blaine has come back as a zombie in the same way that he was before, because I do think Peyton changed him, and I think they kind of implied that a little bit when, you know, whoever it was talking to him. To Blaine and was like, dude, she wasn't that great. And he's like, you know, kind of somber about it or whatnot. But with that said and done, I think it was like confirmed in this episode basically that Blaine was definitely the one who stole the cure.
I think so, yeah.
Because like when he asked what's his butt, who I know we'd seen before but I didn't remember, to turn him back into the zombie. Or no. When he was stopping the dude from like shooting him in the head and he was like, I have a ton of money. That money had to have come from the cure because he basically had just lost his business.
Whoa.
Right?
I totally missed it.
I missed it too.
So he basically sold that dude the cure.
I'm going to throw another whoa from the section. Or again, like, from Connor. And Connor is wondering, we did not, and this is like the dead body rule. If I don't see a dead body, I don't believe it's dead. Much like our lady friend.
Right.
We did not see Blaine get turned into a zombie. Now, he has a scratch on his neck.
This is true.
You mentioned the hair is a little off.
Yes.
And he could have been wearing a bulletproof vest.
Oh, right, because he did get shot in the chest, didn't he? It wasn't anywhere
else. Yeah, but I swear he, like, bled.
Did he get shot in the neck, though?
No,
he had that big scratch on his neck.
In his stomach.
So, to make it look... And if you want to prove that you're a zombie, that's the most obvious place to put it.
Yeah, and I guess it's true also because they heal so fast that he actually wouldn't still have a scratch, would he? So, either... He's faking it, or makeup department and continuity really effed up. So
I really like the idea that, oh, wait, was he shot in the neck?
I feel like he was.
I don't know. Ivan Soto's saying he was. I don't remember it, but you're remembering it, so he must
Maybe
have.
Maybe he was. I don't know. There were a lot of gunshots.
Yeah.
I don't really know. Everybody was shot in different places in too many short amount of time.
And we had the stomach shot for our boy Justin. We had... Blaine got shot, maybe in the neck, I guess.
I thought it was the stomach, but I could be wrong.
Everybody's like, I don't know.
I thought it was gunshots.
No, he was shot in the stomach in the last episode at the end.
Yes, yes.
And then he was bleeding.
Oh, okay, on this episode, he was shot in the neck. Yeah, you're right.
Copy.
Yes.
We did it, guys.
So he's definitely a zombie.
Yes.
So makeup department effed up if he had a scratch on him somewhere. If that is the case, it's okay, guys. We forgive you. Blaine's back and I don't care.
Yes.
And so the cure is somewhere. So I don't know if he gave that dude the cure or if he gave him the money that he got from selling the cure. But if he sold the cure, that means he doesn't really give an F about the cure. Or he has some of the cure still, and that's why he was okay becoming a zombie again, because he can take the cure
again.
Yeah, that's what I think. That was my train of thought when you introduced the idea.
Yeah.
Okay, if Blaine took the cure,
again.
He's full-blown Spike. Like, we can no longer debate it. He just is Spike.
Which I'm so down for.
But if he didn't take the cure, and if he continues his, like, Robin Hood of, like, I'll take down the bad guys and protect everyone else, then I think we have a full turnaround on Blaine, and I'm kind of okay with good guy zombie Blaine playing for the bad guys.
And
that'd be super awesome.
And you know what I love even more? That, like, I didn't think Blaine was going to be a hot part of this panel tonight, you know what I mean? Because it was kind of like a short little thing, and I love that we've spent like a good 20 minutes already talking about Blaine.
It's amazing.
Like, it actually really pleases me.
I feel like
me.
He's going to get more and more bad, and I like it.
He is, and yeah. He's, well, bad in like a badass kind of way.
Exactly.
Yes! I'm getting all the things that I want, and I'm really pleased about it. And when he turned around, or not turned around, but like Donnie walked in, and he had that hat on, and just looked up, I was like, yes! Mm-hmm. Yes!
Oh, here's another question the chat wants to know. Do we trust, so Dad's funky, his bodyguard dude said, I shot Blaine, but we did not see him shoot Blaine in the mouth. We saw him shoot him in the stomach.
Yeah. Right.
Then he says, I shot him in the mouth.
But he didn't, because Blaine gave him money.
Right.
But we don't have confirmation of that, do we?
Well, yeah. I mean,
like it's implied.
It's implied because he didn't get shot in the mouth. He would have been dead if that was the case.
Right. So first I want to thank JDLKY for that question. And second, I want to follow up with, I didn't see it, so I can't believe it.
The show doesn't
imply a lot. And like, if we're looking at past episodes and having to make the kinds of mental leaps we make haven't typically been like exchanging of, like, we see the exchanging of monies, we see deals being made, unless they come back to bite us in the butt later.
But if he got shot in the mouth, he'd be dead.
Right.
If the dude shot him.
But he didn't.
But he didn't shoot him.
Or at least we
didn't, unless here's the other thing. If he was a zombie beforehand, like how long has Blaine been a zombie? He says he asked the dude for a second thing, but again, we don't hear what that second thing is.
I don't know.
So I have questions.
We're all confused. Right. I don't know.
So I'm wondering how long. So I guess our final questions for next week as we continue to watch is, how long has Blaine been lying? Is Blaine a good guy or a bad guy? How long has Blaine been a zombie? And what was the second thing he wanted from Dude on the Couch?
To turn him a zombie. I thought it was to turn him a zombie.
But it's just because it's implied, I don't trust it 100%.
Whatever.
Guess we'll find out.
Whatever. Okay, so I guess real quick back to Donnie wrapping up Blaine really quick. Because now Blaine, I guess, is back in charge of Donnie.
Yes.
And Donnie's, like, kind of welcoming it in many ways. It's better than his dad.
Yeah.
But is it better than his dad, though? Because Daddy was only on a power trip in this episode over Donnie. Before that, Donnie was, like, boss man in that bar.
Mm.
And now, there's no way in hell he's going to be boss man over Blaine. He's going to be his little business.
The chat, Ivan Soto in the chat has been calling Donnie a cockroach because he survived so many deaths.
He is a cockroach. That's like a perfect description of Donnie. He's like a little cockroach. And like now when I think about it, even his facial expressions just make me think a little cockroach. Mm. Anyways,
surviving. I honestly thought he might flip the script on Dad at one point because we kept getting these little like signals of like, oh, he's getting pissed now.
Right?
He's upset about thing. And then he was just like, oh, new master? Got it. Totally flipped.
He's like playing whatever side. Like,
it's true.
Yeah.
I thought the exact same thing because every time he looked at Daddy like he was going to rip his head off.
Yeah.
I thought something like that was going to be the end of the episode versus Blaine like dropping his dad in a well. But like, I support that because I loved that scene, so I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I want to move on.
Okay.
As much as I love Blaine, I want to move on to Liv and Justin, who I realized during this episode, their ship name would be Lustin.
Whoa! Yes, because the other one doesn't, it's hard to say, so yeah. Lustin is definitely the only way to go.
Which I think is really great. Actually, I'm like, Lustin.
Lustin.
Love that.
You could also go Livin, but then that would be ridiculous. Yeah.
Or like Jiv.
I like Lustin, though, because they're lusty for each other.
Exactly.
Right.
Their whole, like, first of all, what a great date.
Yes.
Essentially, you get to be teenagers again. You get to be reckless.
We legitimately do live forever.
Teenagers for like a couple of hours. I like that she seduced him into eating the brains too.
Agreed.
And I also like that we're starting to see more live through the brains. For example, we see it for just a moment with Clive when she's like, no, dude, I got this.
Yeah.
She's like, yes, I'm on the brain, but I'm totally in control. You don't need to trust. You can trust me. They are so cute, Liv and Justin.
I like them a lot.
I kind of liked it in this episode. They were kind of cute, but...
I kind of like it, but the only thing that does confuse me about it is because I don't feel like we wrapped things up with Major.
Yeah, we didn't.
Well, and especially in this episode, because they do a hard cut for Major being like, you want to, like, chill more? To, like, no, I got plans. I got to go be with Justin. I was like, oh, right. My heart. I love... Because I love Liv and Major.
I love their little bromance, but then...
Us as a...
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally understand. It's frustrating.
Yeah. I don't get it, because, like, I know that there wasn't, like, a Major Liv moment at all in the last episode, but the episode before that, there still was. They were still, like, kissing on each other. So I'm confused as to when that, like...
As I said, it's ended. Complicated.
It's very
Whatever.
Complicated. It ended the moment... Here's when it ended. It ended when Major was like... Yes, I will give you her information, Justin. No worries. It's legit. Totally fine. That will kill anybody.
You're right. You're right. Major, you dug your own grave on that relationship.
You set yourself up for that.
Yeah, and honestly, like, I feel like that's not really cool of Major to not let his bro know before he goes out on a date that he has a complicated history with that girl.
Yeah.
Like, not even in a sense of being like, no, don't date her because I still have feelings for her, but in a sense of being like, yo, maybe later down the road, something might get effed up and it might be because of me, and I want you to know that beforehand, before you think that I dicked you over, basically. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Major's gonna get himself in trouble in that sense.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. So. And I kind of was getting some feelings in the last episode leading into this one that, like, I have a feeling Justin's not gonna live on this show very long.
Justin has been doomed. Like, he almost dies.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. He comes very close. Even we get the thing plunged straight into his heart today.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I get that you guys were, like, laying down underneath the things and there was a chance you would be hit, but, like, first your penis and then your heart. Like, two first very sensitive thing, issues you do not want crushed. It's just not pleasant. And then even at the end, just jump ahead a little bit, he just shot, right? So, I mean, he's a zombie. He's going to survive that. Right. But the show does need to be telegraphing. Like, don't worry. Justin's going to die.
Wait, but do we think so? Because that was a pretty powerful shot.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm not sure if there's, like, specific, like, bullets that we're going to find out about that may, I don't know, kill.
Well, I feel like as of right now, I think the only thing that can kill them is being shot in the head.
Okay.
So, I mean, unless it does end up becoming, like, a vampire kind of thing where there's a certain kind of bullet that could kill them, which I wouldn't be surprised if they end up introducing that at some point.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of which, going back to their date and her, like, pulling the whatever out of his chest, I really felt like it was a very vampire moment, like, back to, like, a Buffy kind of moment of her, like, pulling a stake out of his chest, and I was like,
This was definitely, like, a graveyard scene Buffy, where they're, like, inappropriately having sex, like, not sex, but, like, almost fornicating in the park. And it's what I live for. I mean, even the
kiss and everything, it was... I don't know, it's
even though perfect. I did think it was really funny that she had a vision, like, going into the kiss, basically. Right. And then she comes out of it, and he's like, yeah, girl, that's what I'm about. And I'm like, well, she wasn't even into it, bro. She was in like, a whatever the entire time, in a vision.
Billie Jean Girl really 24 funny. Says, if Justin dies, Liv has the worst luck with guys, and she has a kiss of death. To which Ivan says, Liv is the new Sam Winchester.
That's hilarious.
She has lost a lot of boyfriends on the show, so it would not be good.
I forgot about that one. The other one that died. I liked him, too. Anyways, we don't have to rehash that one.
It's like when Meredith got with the vet, and we were all like, this is a healthy, stable relationship. If you don't watch Grey's, you have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm sorry. Keep it to myself.
Yes.
You know, I was my mind was going somewhere else. You brought up Sam Winchester, and I'm like, wait, what? And
you're like, I'm like, who? So basically, I just caught you in a look of like,
I'm
beautiful.
Like, yeah,
Sam Winchester is supernatural. He's also lost a lot of loves.
I know, but he's just so hot.
Yeah,
I had a little moment. I'm just like, I'm back, guys. I'm back.
That's beautiful. I love that just happened. Okay, so I want to go back to Justin getting shot, though, because they introduced, I don't think we've met that soldier before, right? What is he, a soldier? Is he like a, I don't know. What he is exactly for Fillmore Graves that ended up shooting them.
Oh, that is the woman that was running the company. That's her brother.
Oh, I bet he's the one who killed his sister, or tried to kill Viv.
I like that because it doesn't add any additional characters, which is what my head was like. Third secret plot, but I like the idea of the family. And he's a dictator. It would make sense. He'd take down the head.
Yeah.
And people weren't taking it seriously enough that he's clear. That clearly he's felt that way for a long time because a party does not check you off that quickly.
Good eye.
I like that prediction. Yes.
got a little ahead of myself, but it just came to me and it came out, so I had to say it. And because he kind of seems like a dictator person. Like, he's going to turn that place into a nasty place, mm-hmm. I feel like. Things are not going to go well. I think he's going to be the one to create, like, a bad army. You know what I mean? What? I know there's a good word that I'm trying to get to for that kind of army, but a corrupt army.
The chat has corrected me. She is Fillmore. He is Graves. So he is her brother-in-law.
Even worse then.
Wait, so you think maybe he's the one that blew up the helicopter?
Yeah, totally. Totally, yeah. Especially if it goes back to then the, like, messed up husband leaving him. If that's her brother-in-law, oh, that's what happened. We about to meet the husband. We about to meet that husband. We're about to get all of her history. Yes! I'm so excited about that because I've been wanting to get down and dirty with whatever husband issues that they hinted on right when she was introduced. So now I'm super stoked about that because that's totally what's going to happen. Yes. I'm excited. Okay, cool. We can move on for that. I had my full moment now. Okay. Viv is dead. Helicopter. Major. Major. Sorry, I had to check my list really quick going down it. Before Vivian died, she checked Major's pulse.
Yeah.
Now, is Major going to be outed to everybody? The only person who knows was Vivian and Justin in Fillmore Graves.
Right.
I don't know. I'm more concerned about a guy who goes around shooting people as a way of reprimanding them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Agreed. Because I honestly feel like Major could just die on accident and get out of there. Also, why would anyone report back in the morning?
True.
Like, I know we're all zombies here, and it's a challenge, and we found, like, this really nice community, but... like, why report to work in the morning? Just be like, no, we don't work for you, bro.
For real.
We need a new leader. This is messy.
It's not like any of them are getting paid to be there.
Exactly. Right? Well, no, they do get paid.
What?
Yeah, they're a legitimate company. Oh, that's why. And they're public, or at least semi-public. We know because of Blaine's father. Says, he's like, oh, those are their soldiers? Fillmore Graves has zombie soldiers on their force. So people know about Fillmore Graves, just their zombie status is what's a secret.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Okay, I still Well, and he really does for going back to work for them now after being human. And I get that Major, even before being a zombie, was all about, like, being on the front lines. You know what I mean? Against zombies or for zombies or whatever. He was ready to take everybody out or, like, I don't know, keep them frozen for an amount of time. So Major's a little bit messed up in the head as far as keeping himself safe, I guess.
Yeah,
but I'm like, bro, this is really not the way to go about it. Training with people that their practice rounds are shooting each other. So Major's gonna be shot. Nobody knows.
But to be fair, Major did make that claim a couple episodes ago where he's like, I'm listed as a serial killer. Like, no one will hire me.
Yeah.
And this is the closest work to what he was doing before. So he's between a rock and a hard place. I don't think it's so easy for him to leave, especially now that he's found a community where he doesn't have to hide himself. Yeah. And
not to mention, Major doesn't have that many talents, I think, that we, like, learned. I think, like, using a gun is pretty much all that Major has going for him.
Yeah, because what else would he do?
Exactly. It's not like he can help the team in any other way, like, I don't know, with research. What? Right. I don't... Does Major read? Who knows? I don't know. Sorry, Major. Not hating on you too much, but I mean, like, I don't know. You, never mind. I was going to say something really awful. Let's move on. To Harley Jones. It is Jones, right? Or is it Johns?
I do not know.
Is it Harley Johns or Jones? I have written down Jones because that's what I thought it was. But I heard Bab say Johns, and then it really messed me up. And I probably should have checked IMDb, but, like, I'd rather ask you guys because you're better at that stuff.
Yeah. Than the IMDb page.
Exactly.
They'll know. Better.
I'd rather ask you all. But so we have Harley Johns Jones, who I don't think blew up the helicopter. I agree with them that he is not that intelligent.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. He's
intelligent in a Hilljack way. You know what I mean? That, like, Hilljack is just the best term. I know how to take him out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, he might be a good hunter-trapper.
Yeah.
He was clearly prepared with that camera.
Yeah.
He knew that the zombies must be closing in. They're prepared with the pulse checks at the front, so they're not just letting anyone in willy-nilly. Right. So he's somewhat organized, but a ground-to-air missile? Difficult to get a hold of. Expensive as hell. Yeah. And their video only got 1,000 views, which, I mean... You've been on the internet. 1,000 does not account for anything. Yeah, it's nothing. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't have the kind of pull or, like, you know, if it's like 1,000,000 views, like, see, maybe he could get the funding from, like, a GoFundMe or something.
Right.
But I don't think he's pulling that kind of cash.
Agreed. Yeah, so I don't think that he did it. So, yeah, we're going to still say it's brother-in-law, so we can go ahead and roll out Harley Johns Jones.
It's Harley Johns, according to Jared Scoggins. Harley Johns, okay. If we're wrong, Johns. We're blaming you, Jared Scoggins.
Yeah, and Babs, because he's the one who effed me up in the first place on that one. But either way, Ravi and Liv have taken it upon themselves to go in and...
Oh, here's an interesting question. Can Major still detect zombies? Because we haven't seen him use his power in forever.
I forgot about
that. No, who just, JD, LKY in the chat just reminded me, and I was like, wait a minute. Because that would make him useful in the field, yeah?
Yeah.
Potentially, although if you're surrounded by zombies on your team, can you different thought? It's weird. Although you could be like a good meat sack decoy if they start like attacking people before they're dead. I don't know. I have questions.
I don't know. That's a great question.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I forgot about that. But did he have that power before he was a zombie or after?
I believe it wasn't after.
It was after. Was it once he became a zombie or was it before he was?
It was
a zombie?
After once he got cured. The first time though. Oh right?
Yeah. Okay.
And then
okay.
He turned into a zombie and then got cured again. I don't think we've seen a resurgence of the powers. Chat, correct us if we're forgetting an episode where we see this, or if you think there may be a moment we missed it. I can see where that might potentially make him useful. I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't know in what way, but yes. Dig it. Okay. Yeah. I like that. Going back to our Ravi and Liv. That's what Rose MacGyver naturally looks like, correct? That was her real hair. That's natural Rose MacGyver, yeah?
I think she needs to stick with that look.
She looked lovely.
Yeah, she looked gorgeous.
I love the frosty white hair. I'm not even gonna lie.
I do, too.
It's so pretty.
But I, like, forgot what color her natural hair was. Because before when she was, before she was even turned, they kind of had her, like, with light brownish hair,
didn't
they?
Oh, she was definitely a brunette.
Yeah. I really like her all blonde and stuff. She looked lovely.
She did.
And I am super, super concerned about Ravi.
Why? Because
he was left alone, and something about the way that she was leaving and had to turn around and be like, I love you, honey.
Yeah.
Look, what this show will not do is take Ravi from me.
Okay? I hope not, but like, it left me really concerned.
I will not even hear this theory.
It left me really concerned.
I didn't get that. I love this episode with Liv and Ravi because I feel like they had their little moment.
I agree.
And they were laughing and the chemistry was crazy. Even them holding hands, I was like, I mean, I don't really want to see them together, obviously, but I thought they were cute.
Yeah, and they're like the bestest of friends and it's cute.
Yeah, it's nice to see them as partners again. Like, they've been dealing with their own kind of issues, so it is nice to see them kind of buddied back up together.
But I can see why you would say that, because I think with Vivian, you know, well, Major is saying that, obviously, that... Ravi is the one who has the cure or who had the cure. I'm a little concerned that maybe, I don't know, that they may figure out that he has something to do with it, and then it's kind of us saying goodbye to Ravi, which I hope not, but...
I know. I agree that they can't kill Ravi off, right? They can't. They can't do something like that. Ravi's, like, a favorite, and he's, like, a comedic relief, and they can't take Ravi off the show. But the way that they set it up, I feel like... And especially because they were already leaning towards knowing that Liv was a zombie when they came in. They all seemed like, you know, I don't know, quizzical of her. I don't know what's the word. Suspicious.
Yeah.
Really getting there with all my words tonight. But the way that they set it up, I feel like something bad's going to happen to him. And I feel like maybe these crazy Harley Johns people may, like, hold him captive or something because they know that he knows zombies.
That guy did seem to know Liv really well. Right? He honed in super hard on her. They also seem like white supremacists to me.
Yes, I completely agree with
you. On top of being zombie haters, and that concerns me because Ravi is not Caucasian.
This is true.
And so that could be concerning. I don't know where they draw their lines. They're like, you're living. Even if you're brown, like, we're not going to kill you. I don't know. It was weird to end there.
Yeah.
And that's what makes me a little bit concerned. But also, they didn't leave us with the big cliffhanger, so hopefully... Look, nothing is happening to Ravi, because I forbid it.
Yeah. It felt like who would work with Liv? She'd be all alone.
I don't know.
But it felt like a cliffhanger. They held on both of them way too long.
They did.
You know what I mean? That it felt like a... Dun-dun, this is a goodbye. And I was like, no, shouldn't this be... Because then I was like, there has to be a scene after this, but that was the end of the episode.
But remember how they did this with Major? Remember how we thought that Major was going to die and everything leading up to it? And then,
And then he was fine.
Right.
But we got... Right. So maybe we're just getting ahead of ourselves again and I'm like feeding myself some bull. Okay, anyways.
Positive thoughts.
We're going to choose that he's going
He's
to
fine.
Be okay.
He's fine.
I don't
He's
think
fine.
He is. I have a lot of worries about it. But anyways, we can go ahead and talk about the case because I actually really liked this case tonight.
I did too. I had no idea who the killer
you
was.
You didn't?
I knew it was right away, and it really bugged
I knew,
me.
I knew. I agree.
The
knew
emotional
was...
stakes of this case, though, were better than a lot of our past ones.
Agreed.
Like, I felt the emotions and the tension, but I was so... The minute he was like, gosh, what was the... There was a line he says early on where you and
he
I turned to each other...
Because he was like, he made that code, or whatever.
Oh, yes. So he makes a giant show of being like, it's not the right coat. And I'm like, bro, too much.
Oh, is that obvious for you guys? I didn't catch.
Much.
Really?
It wasn't obvious for me. I'm like, ooh, I wonder who did it.
Dude, us two looked at each other and we were like, dude, that's so obvious. Like, he obviously did it. So in that sense, I didn't like the case. But I think I liked it so much because these characters were so fun. Like, it was a fun case.
It was.
And, like, it was, like, high energy through the entire episode.
Oh, yeah.
And for, like, an episode that I feel like actually was a setup episode again, like, I don't feel like it had a lot of meat to it aside from the case, kind of. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was all setup stuff. I felt like they needed that higher energy case and, like, these funny characters to keep it a funny episode, you know what I mean? Because we all, like, kind of, if we're not getting a lot of meat in the episode, then we rely on the comedy in the episodes, I feel like.
Yeah.
And all the, like, funny little jokes.
Yeah, I liked the whole, how was it, the jackassness of this
too.
Episode.
It's fun.
I'm trying to find the name of the actor who plays the main dude. We're gonna get there. Hold, please.
Our cousin Skeeter dude?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like Robert Richard or something. Robert.
You are so on it. Robert Richard.
Oh, yeah, right?
He grew up into such a hottie. My word.
I
look
like
at your
him.
Face.
He really did grow up into such a hottie.
He really did. But also, in this episode, such a dick.
Such a dick, but such a badass
right?
actor. Yeah. Like, the minute he started, I was like, man, I would have never known back in Cousin Skeeter days that you were this good of an actor. But he came in, like, firing on all four cylinders. Like,
it's
a
great.
Crazy person.
What an awful and yet hilarious, but also really terrible. Like, this is one of those internet things where I for sure enjoyed, like, watching it as a third-party person.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're just like, no, bro.
Right?
Yeah. Like, from, first of all, knocking on your first love's door, admitting this horribly awful, embarrassing story.
Yeah.
Leaping through a hoop of fire, burning to death. Like,
so dramatic.
The dramatic arc of this online video would be billions of views. Billions.
Oh, yeah, because the entire time you'd just be like, idiot.
Right.
This dude's an idiot.
I mean, like, I thought it was going to happen either way. I understand. Yeah, I was like, oh, he's about to die.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it had anything to do with the suit being swapped.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because in my head, I didn't even think, oh, like, maybe it would be a flame retardant suit or whatever it's called. I think I pronounced that wrong. That's fine. But anyways, because I immediately forgot that was a possibility. So I was just like, dude, why would he jump through that? He's going to die. He's going to catch on fire.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think of the possibility that, I don't know, that a suit would, like, repel the flames. I don't know. But then again, that makes me an idiot for not knowing that that could exist.
Yeah. Did anybody else like how we found out that Flynn was the, not Flynn, but, what was the guy's name? Rudy. That Rudy was the killer because we saw the baby. The baby was black.
Dude, and also...
I was like, oh, that's... Okay, now I know.
I don't know about you guys, and I should have paused it because I thought it was really funny, but, like, I may have to go back and look at the baby and
it
pause
it. It was fake.
Oh,
yo.
Not only was it fake, but I'm pretty sure they used some, like, animation stuff to make it look like Richard dude.
Yes.
Wait, what the hell? Really?
You didn't see the baby?
It looked like it had his face shrunk down.
I saw black curly hair and I said, that's his baby, and then I moved on.
No, legit when she was...
Yeah, no,
it
was
holding
fake.
Him, like, they made sure that the face moved a little bit, so I think
it was kind of creepy.
And it looked like his face. Like, I really think that they did some animation with that actor's face and, like, shrunk it down to fit on the I'm not even kidding
One,
you.
I love the detail of that. Way to be visual effects people. Two, okay. All right. Several things. One, even if somebody pranks you to sleep with your girlfriend, stop being friends with that, but stop working with that person.
Yeah.
Separate yourself entirely from this human being because they are an awful person. The hell?
Yeah.
Oh, she was in on it. Ha! Huh. It's so funny. It's not fucking funny.
No.
Excuse my language. This is a PG show, but it's not funny. It's awful. And I thought that guy was composed for long enough. Somebody earlier in the chat, I'm sorry, I can't remember who wrote it, said, is it weird that I feel a lot of sympathy for the killers this season? And it is not. It is not, because
that's actually very
that
true.
Guy like, maybe earned a death.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I think that He did. I think that he did, but I also think that Rudy was stupid to marry that woman.
Oh, yeah.
And forgive that woman, especially after she pops out the baby. Like, I would be equally angry with her that she actually slept with him. Apparently she had just had the baby
because they said
four days.
Yeah.
Well, and they'd only been married for 5 months, so let's do the math on this. She's a full 4 months pregnant, which means showing when they get married. Son, you didn't feel the need to do the math on that? Like,
what shit?
Back a couple weeks. And I get it. You wanted to be in denial. He loves her. He didn't have a lot of luck with the ladies, as one of the side dudes was telling us. So I understand just being like, I'm just going to cling to this because she's pretty and she's nice and she loves me. You could do better, sir. You deserve love and real love and happiness.
Right.
Yeah. And that chick cannot give it to you.
Yeah.
What a devastating moment in the birth room.
Like, what kind of prank is that? Like, seriously?
And right? Legit.
That's the worst. That was a terrible prank.
That's
I wouldn't have felt for that.
Not funny. Although I feel like, okay, so dude says he gets the upper hand in the end because the video gets the most views ever on their channel and all this other stuff. I think the best way to pull that prank over is to be like, now you got to pay child support for my kid. Bam! I got you for 18 years. Every time you come around this kid, I'm getting paid. Screw you.
That's a true statement,
for
actually.
All it was worth.
That's actually so true.
You kill him, you have to go to jail. You pin the baby on him, he's got to pay you for life. Oh, God, so sweet. That's real vengeance.
I completely agree with that.
I do, too.
There was something that I felt like I was going to say, but now I completely forgot it at some point along the... Oh, I remember. I was also going to say something about baby mama, because, like, who bounces back like that after 4 days? A full face of makeup on? I'm like, a woman after she gives birth 4 days prior, she don't got time to put on makeup.
Right.
Uh-uh. She's got poop on her face. She doesn't have time for makeup. It's a true statement.
She's definitely dealing with a lot.
Yeah, and she was too skinny. She was too skinny.
I didn't see a pudge or anything.
Nah, she did not just pop out a baby.
And she had stink attitude.
I'd have been satisfied with just the waddle, because you pushed a human through your loins, so you don't walk quite right for a couple of days. It's okay, y'all.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah, she was walking just fine.
She was all brisk and stuff. I am by it.
Yeah.
That lady wasn't pregnant. I want to see the test results.
Agreed. Well, guys, like, I'm pretty sure that's about it for, like, the case, and I actually think we covered everything, which is, like, shocking, but I guess there actually wasn't that much in this episode, to be quite honest.
Oh, man, let's go back. Did we miss anything? Yeah, I would, like, say that the assistant director on that set would be fired because you're responsible for safety, so screw you, you're never bouncing back. Oh, one big point of the case we missed. Camera guy who signed an NDA, that's a non-disclosure agreement, for those of you who don't know, it means you're not allowed to talk about anything he saw or did. His son jumped off a roof to try to land into a pool and became permanently paralyzed based off of the stuff he saw our main guy doing. And that was the secret he was holding.
Did I, like, zone out for that part?
Yeah, they say it so fast. It's such a long thread we follow in the show, and then they ramble it off really quickly. But, yeah, that was what the cameraman was doing. And so for a brief second, they're like, oh, maybe it was him because his son was paralyzed.
I missed that.
They learned the other information.
I hope they go back to that because that's insane.
That is insane.
But I'm actually glad that you brought up the NDAs because I thought it was hilarious that everybody that got interrogated was like, I can't talk, man. I signed an NDA. And I thought that was so hilarious that, like, it doesn't even matter when it comes down to the law. People that sign an NDA are like, I can't tell anybody. Right. I'd be more in trouble if I broke my NDA than if I tell these investigators the truth.
I think you have to, in order to legally break a NDA, I think you have to be subpoenaed in a court of law. I think.
I did not know that, because my ass would immediately be like yeah, I signed that NDA, but I'm going to tell you because I want to get out of this room. Like, legit.
Yeah. You can, I mean, up until a reasonable point, they can come after you. So I totally understand in a general investigation where you're not under arrest, and remember your rights, kids, you don't have to speak. I totally understand. I'd be like, nope, sign that NDA, and I'm not saying anything. Now, until you're on a stand and you're pledging, I think that makes a difference. I think then you have to tell your whole truth.
That's just, like, such, like, Hollywood runs this world that terrified me. Mm-hmm. Legit.
Yeah, when you start thinking about how many NDAs you've signed, you're like, wait, did I even say anything? I don't remember.
I would have said something.
I would have said something too, but that's...
I'm sure I've broken an NDA somewhere in my history, because if you guys live in a place where there are a lot of filmed events that are not filmed live, but to tape, you've probably signed an NDA. And here in L.A., many, many, many events require you to sign one before you walk in. Yeah, totally. And I for sure tell people about the movies I've seen as I'm walking out. Girl, you won't even believe it.
Legit.
Yeah.
Ah, classics.
I thought that was really entertaining, though, to me, so I like to laugh about that. So I'm glad that you brought that back up. Is there anything else that we missed in the episode? Anybody in the chat saying, yo, you missed this, talk about this? Nothing? No.
People are saying that she doesn't die, that our the head of the company didn't die because we didn't see her body, which, again, is TV rule number one, no body, no death.
Yeah, I feel like we've covered everything.
That about it?
Yeah, mostly that's it.
All right, dig it. Then let's predict. Yo's.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
Oh, there is one thing. They're saying we won't find who stole the cure in season 4. Apparently, Rob Thomas has confirmed this.
What?
Which means we're on episode 8?
Yeah.
That's a long
There's
time.
There's 5 more episodes. They're going to drag me through 5 episodes of not knowing who stole this cure.
Dude, and by that time, it's going to be passed around to so many different people. Yeah. We're going to have to, like, go back and be like, this person had it, then this person had it, and somehow this person got this, and somebody has this piece of a cure, and somebody has that file of a cure.
It's
going to
be
I mean?
So messy.
Woo! It's going to be intense. Anybody got some predictions? Aside from my beautiful brother-in-law helicopter wonderfulness prediction.
That was a beautiful prediction.
You know, I'm just gonna like
D&D is next week. What? I'm so excited. I'm such a nerd, guys. I love Dungeons and Dragons. And many of you were lamenting the absence of Dave Childs. Once again, he will be back. No worries. Next week.
I know.
He's just out on assignment. But he will also be very excited. And I hope that next week we get to dig into our D&D nerdiness. I also like that game is played with, not like at a, there are like clubs and things you could go to and join a team or like hop online. But she just creates one with the people that we know and love.
Yes.
And I'm excited to see them go at it against each other and tear each other down. But also hopefully we form a team at the end to solve their journey. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I feel like you just had a full journey right then with that. Woo! And for you?
So my only prediction was, well, I guess it's, I'm hoping that Liv keeps his hair. I love it.
Blaine?
Is that, oh no, Liv.
Oh, you want Liv? Okay.
That's all I was thinking about. Like, I hope she sticks with that hair for the rest of the season.
Really?
Yes, I love it. Wow. Liv, keep it. My other prediction was Blaine, you know, with, I'm like, honestly, I really want his dad to just be gone. I do. And
yeah,
I want,
he will be for a
I
while.
Feel like Blaine will just be, like, take over, like, his dad's business.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, take over his dad's business. Now he's, you know, he's working with Donnie, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I'm stoked to see Blaine in, like, a bar setting again. Like, yeah. And I hope that he's not, like, I feel like he's not going to do more than just run a brains business. You know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like that's really it.
Look, here's the thing. So Blaine has gone through literally hell and back again.
Yeah.
He's conquered all of his demons.
Yeah.
And so now he has this kind of clear slate to do whatever the hell he wants. Yeah. This is where we learn the truth of Blaine. Like, we've been going back and forth. Love made him a good guy. We saw that. We know that his abusive father made him a bad guy. But he's gotten rid of both of these things. And so now he's, like, neutral, chaotic Blaine.
True.
I'm curious to see what... I think he has something big planned. I don't think this is Blaine's chance to kick back. I think he's ready to dig into something, and I think he's going to have to prove himself. I still think he wants to prove himself to his father. Like, I think subconsciously, he still has this drive to be all the things his father said he wasn't. And I think that means running a business. Now, what kind of business? Who is he taking down in the process? Is he going to try to fight for Peyton's love? I don't know, but I'm very excited to find out.
You're getting me excited now.
You're having a moment.
I am having a moment.
Oh, God.
I just got a new prediction.
Oh!
Because talking about, you know, him running the business, and it would have to be a bigger business, because Blaine was already running a business. It just has to be bigger. Yeah, give me that music. Give me that music. That's a good one. So, remember, we saw Blaine trying to put together the blue serum.
Oh, yes.
He is going to make brains that extend the visions. That's what he's going to sell in that club.
Yes!
So people be coming in that place like cray-cray.
I'm going to one-up your brain thing.
Yes.
I think he's going to put the solution in the brains.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not the blue solution that extends memories, but the cure to zombieism and slowly start curing zombies from the inside out.
What?
I just got chills, you
guys. If Blaine goes good guy, that's what he goes bad guy. It's blue goo.
You guys. Oh, my God. I'm so
I co-signed by what they said.
Oh, Plane's about to be brilliant. Yeah. Oh my god, I'm so excited about it. And then it would be like a separate Blaine kind of army. You know what I mean? Because we've talked about there being like, you know, Blaine being a part of an army and that actually being the good guy army. Yeah. And now that would actually happen because I think Fillmore Graves is about to get a lot more dirty because brother-in-law is about to take over and he's a vindictive little shit. So, oh my god, this is beautiful. Like, I feel like seasons and seasons of predictions are finally going to come back around in this and we're going to see, like, good zombies against bad zombies.
And more of bad Blaine.
And we don't even know what's going to happen. Like, I feel like I just ran to the end of the race. I don't know. Okay, that's all. That's all, right? That's all? Did we do it?
I think we're good. I think
we're there. Let's leave on that note because I liked that note. Okay, guys. For the rest of the week, where can everybody find you?
All right, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Sean Tierra. And also, forgot to mention, I am now a co-host on a new podcast.
Yes!
Every Monday at 9 o'clock, and it's called The Reality Show LA, and it's great.
AM or PM?
PM. Where can Pacific they find Standard you? Time. So if you download the app, Accelerated Radio, it'll come up. It's The Reality Show LA. And yeah, follow me on Instagram just to, you know,
sing with you.
You want to shout out your co-host?
Yes. So my co-host is Unique Hakeem and Shelly Shell and Zoe Johnson. So
yes. Love it. Check that out. Until next week, you guys can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique. Every week at blackonorange.com. Every Wednesday at Chappelle's No. My interview with W. Kamau Bell from CNN's American Race has gone live. It is on the Black Girl Nerds podcast. And check around Screen Junkies News. I'll be making an appearance soon.
That's lovely, you guys. And I'm Hannah Pritchard. You all can find me on Instagram and Twitter at TheHotShotDude. I really have nothing else going on besides this and Pretty Little Liars. And that's about it right now, you guys.
That's amazing.
If more comes up, I'll let you know. But until then, see you guys next week.
Bye.
That was a lovely high-pitched little bye.
I love it.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.